Welcome to another exciting birthday episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Happy birthday to Ben. Happy birthday to Ben. He is now 39.
No, I'm not that old yet. You're close, though.
I was going by your gray hairs.
Oh.
Actually, you're 37, aren't you?
No, 38.
Ah, damn it.
So damn close.
Still relatively close.
Yeah. You had it right. You were on either side of it, so.
I sandwiched your age right in the middle there.
Baby. Welcome back. It's been a while.
It's been a bit. It's been a hot minute. I don't know. I've been hearing people say that a lot lately. I don't know if that's a new thing.
Really? I haven't heard that in a long time.
I've heard it before, but then it like went away, and then it's now back.
Yeah, well, it should have stayed away.
Well, you're not
far,
a fan of
far away. Yes, it should have stayed far, far away.
Come on. Just like people that say the Coon's age, I'm like, that sounds... To me, that does not sound like it's something that should be said regularly.
Probably not. What is a Coon's age, anyway?
The way I was explained is that a Coon's age is based on the fact of how long a slave usually lived for. That's why I think it was kind of frowned upon.
Well, then it should really be frowned upon.
Hold on, let's Googleize this.
I just did. A Coon's age is a long time. Let's see what the grammarist says. Coon is slang for raccoon.
Okay, so it's not racist at all. I retract my statement. Because, yeah, it says the term Coon's Age was first used in the early 1800s and, in fact, owes the origin to the folks believe that raccoons are long-lived. Which is... Okay, that'll take a little bit more than...
Yeah, that's better than what you were thinking.
Yeah, very much, very much. Very much. Because I was thinking that it had something to do with how long your slave lived for.
You're wrong!
Womp womp. Ow, itchy ear.
Fucking Canadians always talking about slaves.
Oh my god, did you hear about the... Actually, you guys probably wouldn't have heard about this, but actually we had... There's a university here called Wilfrid Laurier, and they had a cafe on the premise. And the cafe owner, he put out like a statement, I guess it was on the Facebook or whatever, to hire people. And it said, seeking out a new slave, and then in commas it says, full-time employee, for me to boss around, and then in like quotations again it said, to mentor, and then like he was making all like these jokes and stuff, but it was really in a bad taste. He said it was to break the ice and make people realize that he's not your regular boss. And most students took it as that way. Most students are like, oh yeah, you know, it's pretty funny, you know, he's trying to reach out to the kids of our age. And there's, of course, a few people that are like, nah, it's racist, man. Like, you should never use the term slavery or slaves. You know, the ones that need the safe zone.
That's definitely one way, though, to not get much business.
Oh, they ended up terminating his contract, firing him, and walking him out.
That does not surprise me at all.
Yeah. Do I think that he should have been, like, fired and everything for that? No, but I don't really think that... I think that shutting down his business and walking him off was bad. Because, you know, when people in sports make stupid comments or something racial like that, what happens to them? Oh, they get fined.
Yeah. He got fined with his job.
Yeah, like, they should... If anything, they should be like, okay, well, you're getting... You have to pay so much towards, like, the student council or some crap like that.
Yeah. Speaking of cafes, though.
Caffeine.
This damn McDonald's cup. I'm sorry, McCafe cup.
McCafe. Oh, honestly, at first, when I first looked at it, I was like, I don't really see how you can do anything wrong with that. And then even after seeing what they did to it, it took me a second to really, really realize what it was.
Oh, like, it didn't even take me a second. As soon as I saw it, I'm like, holy fuck.
I looked at it, and I'm like, oh, it's two mitts. That's cute. And I looked down, I'm like, what are those? Oh, those are hand-spreading butt cheeks.
Well, here's my question. How fucked up in the head do you have to be to come up with that? Because, like, I'm staring at the cup that is unedited.
Yeah.
And I see two mitts. I don't see, hey, those thumbs could be turned into hands and it's butt cheeks being spread.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny, though, because as soon as you see the hand, the edited version, you're like, holy fuck, it's butt cheeks.
You really unsee it, yeah.
It's like McDonald's, what the hell are you thinking? And then it's...
You can't really unsee it after that point, can you?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, if I'm looking at it, it doesn't look like...
Well, it's like what I've done to people with the FedEx arrow.
I so gotta find this. Let me find this here. Facebook. Somebody put a hole right where the butt would be, so it looks like it's... it's got, It looks like it's got coffee diarrhea.
Oh,
I thought this was the guy that reposted it earlier. I guess not.
It's like it had a coffee enema and it's dripping out.
Yeah. It's exactly what it looks like.
And in case any of you five listeners haven't noticed, Ty is not with us today. He claims that he's got a life or some shit, so he's not with us. Because otherwise you'd probably be hearing him make throwing up sounds right now.
Yeah.
You know his thing. Thinks he's a big baby. Big baby face. He actually does have a really baby face. Kind of sad that he's not here. Whoa. People need to learn how to drive.
Maybe I'll Google it and find it. He's too busy out stopping people from stealing from Walmart.
He's not working. Why did I decide to steal like the slowest car to do this mission? Oh god, they hit a tire. Also, in case anybody hasn't realized, I'm playing GTA on my Xbox One at the same time. I like to double task. Double whammy! But I actually kind of find it funny that they actually came out with a coffee cup, because, you know, how many of you were butthurt about the pure red...
Oh yeah, the Starbucks coffee cup last year.
And now they have like four different coffee cups this year?
Well, now you can't complain about them, because they were designed by customers, not by Starbucks.
Oh, those are designed by customers? They're actually pretty cool looking.
Yeah,
like, I retract everything I said because they suck now because I know they were designed by stupid customers.
Yeah, because when I left Walmart, or not Walmart, when I left Target today, they had to sign up with all the coffee cups. And it says, designed by you.
Oh, I figured that just meant because of so many people bitched and whined.
I'm just assuming that it meant because it was...
designed by the folks?
But, yes.
But see, the funny thing is like I complain and I make fun of people that drink Starbucks and are all snooty about the cup, because let's face it, that's a bullshit thing to complain about. I do drink at Starbucks regularly, but you know what? I don't give a shit what my cup says. My cup can say that the guy that's drinking this is a giant douche waffle, which drinking a Starbucks pretty much says that. It still tastes delicious, so I don't give a flying fuck.
How can you afford Starbucks all the time?
Well, it's not like I don't drink it every day. Like, we pretty much have, like, one a week. But regular coffee, like, if you have, like, their regular blend or whatever the hell they have, it's the same price as, like, a large Tim Hortons coffee or extra large Tim Hortons coffee up here. It's only if you get, like, the fancy lattes, which is what every, like, that's what people, they're known for. But if you factor in the price of what goes into the latte to what you're getting, it makes sense why it's so expensive. Like, they've got the milk, you're having espresso, not regular bean water. And it's got the frothed milk instead of water. You got the fancy toppings, all the other bullshit they put on top, and the flavorings that they put in it, so.
I'll stick with my homemade iced tea.
Honestly, if, like, every so often, for, like, $4, well, it's like $4.50 for the one I get. I like it better, because I've tried Walmart. See, now I'm saying Walmart. It's because Ty's on our brain.
Yeah.
When I try, like, I tried the McDonald's peppermint mocha. I've tried Tim Hortons peppermint mocha. I've tried Coffee Culture, like, just all the different peppermint mocha ones that we have up here. And they're all meh.
I'll stick with my caramel macchiato when I do drink coffee.
See, I can never get down with the caramel macchiato.
Oh, I can. That's the only one I'll drink, too.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
I get it when I go to Sheets, too, if I drink coffee.
Sheets. I'm funny, I know. Oh.
This is pissing me off. I can't find this picture, but oh well. I was going to send it to you because it was hilarious, but...
I might have to run upstairs for just a minute, depending on if he falls back asleep. Looks like he's going to fall back asleep. We may be good.
Are you one of those parents that has to have video of what your kid's doing?
Well, no, but we did get, for our, like, for Tiff's baby shower, whatever the hell it was, we did get a VTech camera system.
Nice.
But it's not like I can't log in from anywhere. It's literally just goes to monitor, because I wouldn't, even if they got me one that hook up to the internet, I wouldn't use it. Because those things, like, I've literally downloaded an app at my friend's place, broke into his camera without even being connected to his Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And was able to use it, and he's like, okay, yeah, I'm returning that for just a regular run-of-the-mill go-through home. But no, like, my little dude, he had his shots 2 days ago, and then he has, like, a tooth that's coming in, so his sleep's been all screwed up. Yeah, his sleep's been all screwed up lately. Can't believe it. We went for his doctor thingy-majigger, his appointment for his shot and everything.
Yeah.
And everyone there's like, oh, how old is he? How old is he? I'm like, he's like 15 months, 16 months. And they're like, oh, wow, he's a big boy. I'm like, yep, he's tall.
He's not 16 months. He's a year and a half.
Well, no, that was the nurse. They actually write down months.
I've like, never understood that. Once the kid gets past 12 months, they're a year old.
Yeah. Well, yeah, when he was, like, when he was 13 months and 14 months, I'm like, he's about a year.
Yeah.
So I keep trying to fucking put the kid to sleep, and he keeps crying once I leave, so fuck it, I'm done. All right, so, let's see, we'll do, back to regular talking, meow. So what is your daily driver for phone?
I actually just bought the Google Z Play Droid.
The Z Play Droid? Wait, what? Which one's that? Is that like the Moto Droid?
Yeah, that's the Moto Z Play Droid. Sorry, I didn't mean to say Google Z Play Droid. Moto Z Play Droid.
Oh, okay. Because like on the commercials, to me, it just shows up as... Oh, that son of a bitch. It just shows up as the Moto Z.
Yeah.
And the reason for my cursing is the... Well, supposedly friend that I was playing GTA with shot out all the tires on my bus, so I came back to riding on rims.
That bastard.
He's probably chuckling about it right now. So, do you have any of the mods with it?
The ones I'm going to be sending back, I do.
Which ones have you played with so far?
The projector, the J JBL speaker and the Tumi power pack.
And which one's your favorite?
The projector by far.
Oh, really?
Oh, the projector's awesome.
Is it good?
Yes. It is surprisingly very good. You can get up to like 100-some-inch screen.
What?
Yeah.
That's pretty bananas. Will there be... So, are you doing all three reviews together as just mods, or are you doing them separately?
I haven't done the projector yet, but I did the other two already. I did them as two separate reviews. Because I did the phone review, and then I did two of the mods. But yes, it is by far better than that damn Pixel.
And the reason for this is because I have an Nexus 6P, which I love. And I told Sir Benjamin here that I wanted to get a Pixel. Because, I don't know, just everything that I've heard about it, with the exception of our review over at Cerebral Overload, is... Like, I have heard people complain about the build quality, which was your main complaint, right?
Yeah, that's my... That and... I mean, coming from the Z-Play Droid, it's just... It's a plain... It's basically an Android iPhone.
It does, to me, very much, yes, look like an iPhone. Then again, with my 6P, when I was out without my... Because now I have a D-brand skinned on. But before, I would be out... with it just matte black, nothing fancy to it, and I would constantly get asked right when the 7P came out iPhone 7, if I had the iPhone 7 Plus. I'm like, no, I don't. Just, no. It says Nexus. You can read Nexus. Stop. But now, I put the D-brand skin on, and well, I seem to be good to go.
Yeah, because I had a few people be like, you got an iPhone. No, I didn't get an iPhone.
For the Pixel?
Yeah, for the Pixel.
Yeah, because with you, there's no way to confuse the Moto as a...
Oh, no.
It's like you've got the huge camera that sticks out of the back, which isn't huge, but...
Well, actually, when you put a case on it, it doesn't... Or when you put the back panel on it, because there's actually a removable panel that goes on it if you're not using the mods.
Oh.
So it doesn't actually stick out at all.
Okay, because by the way the commercial plays it, it doesn't look like that. It looks like it's just an open silver or like whatever color you get back with the prongs.
Yeah, that's because the commercial doesn't show the back plate that comes with the phone.
Oh, okay.
It actually covers all that up if you're not using the mods.
Okay, that's good then, because I could see, yeah, if they just had the prongs exposed like that, then I could see that causing some serious issues down the line.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that all, as long as you're using the back plate that comes with it, you don't, it's all covered up.
Now, is it, I know for a lot of people this is a big deal, but is it, like, waterproof and stuff, or?
No.
Which I guess, yeah, would make sense if you've got the removable covers, right?
Yeah.
How did you feel with the sound quality of the JBLs?
The JBLs are freaking awesome.
Does it give you good, loud sound?
Oh, yeah. And that's without it even being turned up the whole way.
I think my only issue with that, with the JBL thing, was that it was on the back.
You know what, though? With the as loud as it gets, it doesn't really... It's not really a deal-breaker that it... puts the sound out behind this phone instead of in front of it.
Because that's, for me, that's like I had the Z3. Well, I had the HTC, which had the front-facing speakers.
It had the stereo front-facing speakers.
Yeah, and then I had the Z3 with the front-facing speakers, and now I have the Nexus with the front-facing speakers, and I can't imagine having a phone that doesn't have the front-facing speakers.
Yeah.
And then you see people like my wife. She's got the S7 Edge.
Yeah.
Still has to do the cupping.
Yep. Well, and see, because the JBL speakers have a stand on it, too. A built-in stand, so...
Yeah.
It's not like the speakers are sitting straight down into the table.
True.
And that was what makes it nice, too, is it gives you the stand. If you're watching a video doing it, you don't have to hold the phone up. You can just set it on the table.
So how did... the Avengers look on the projector and sound on the JBL?
I can't say the answer to that because I didn't actually watch the Avengers.
What? Did you watch Iron Man or Captain America then?
No, I didn't. I played a bunch of different videos to see how it sounded.
What is the output of the projector?
Oh, God.
Does it give you, like, HD quality video? Obviously, I know it depends on what surface you're projecting it on, but...
It depends on the surface and how far away from the surface this projector actually is. Let me see here. Huda mods. And from what Verizon told me when I bought my phone, they're supposed to be coming out with more Moto mods.
Well, I know they're kind of, like, the Moto mods, they're kind of trying to take a piece away from the LG, the G5, which, honestly, in my opinion, the Moto already has the G5 beat, because if you want to switch the phone, you don't have to turn off your phone.
Yeah.
That was the stupidest thing they could have done. It's like, yep, you can buy this one. Because honestly, I was going to get a G5 instead of my Nexus.
Yeah.
But they're like, oh, you have to take the battery out every single time you want to swap out. I'm like, that is just stupid.
And that's another thing with these mods is they all have their own... They all take battery to run. But they all have their own built-in batteries. That you can charge separate from when it's attached to the phone.
Because now, if it's, let's say you have the JBL attached and your phone's running low, can you use the battery that's in the JBL to charge your phone?
No, but if your battery is low in the JBL, it'll use your phone to charge it.
Okay, so it's kind of one-sided.
Yeah, but they all got, or both of them have USB-C plugs on them, so you can charge the battery in it.
Oh, man, So with your phone, because I know with mine I'm able to do it. With your phone, if you take the USB-C, plug it into your Moto, and then plug it into, like, the JBL, can you charge it with your phone?
Because
with my phone, if I plug my phone into the wall, it's got a USB thing for drop-down, and I can tap charge device or use this charger or something like that.
No, you cannot. I just tried it.
Well, there we go. That was live. Well,
I just happened to have a USB-C cable to USB-C to USB-C to try it out, and it doesn't work. Let me try. At least on the projector, it doesn't. Let me try the JBL speaker.
So does the projector literally just mirror your phone, like your phone screen, onto the wall?
That's exactly what it does. Yep, it mirrors whatever's on your screen.
So just a PSA for everybody. If you're going to open up, use the projector and project it onto a wall for family Christmas to show off pictures, make sure that your browser is not in incognito mode and put onto a porn site. Because that might be embarrassing.
Or if you have dick pics on your phone or the JJ pictures, if you're a female, you might want to put your Christmas pictures in a separate folder.
Yeah, and make sure that your scantily clad pictures are not in your Google Photo Drive to automatically be updated.
Yeah, that too.
Honestly, the Google Photos is a godsend for me.
I use Google and Amazon both.
I don't use the Amazon, mainly just because I'm in Canada. It's not as popular here, but... the Google one, I was having issues because I was in the beta program for my 6P up until like a week ago, and I was starting to get issues with it not recognizing my charger, it just randomly disconnecting my Bluetooth, and just random little things that were ticking me off. Like, I have the Fossil Q Founder watch, and it would randomly just send me batches of notifications. I'm like, shit, I got this text message how long ago, and I'm just getting it now?
Yeah.
Because I do rely on that with my job, with driving around. If I get a notification on my phone, I literally just look at my watch. I'm like, okay, it's just a text from Ty. I don't need to answer that because he's a jerk face.
At least you didn't buy a Pebble.
Why is something... What happened with Pebble? I haven't been paying attention to them.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they said, sorry, we can't do this anymore. Goodbye. We quit.
Didn't they start out as a Kickstarter?
Yep. And to answer your question, the resolution of the projector is 480p.
Well, so it's not the greatest, but what do you expect, right?
Yeah.
Like it's an on-the-go projector. It's not like you're going to a movie theater.
Yep.
Which, I'm going to the movies tomorrow at 1:25 to see Star Wars.
And it'll do up to 70-inch diagonal screen.
That's not too shabby at all.
And still be clear.
Now, let's see. I wonder if there'd be a way that you could somehow wire it up so you can wirelessly play your Xbox on that and project it onto a wall.
Dude, that would be kick-ass.
I'm hoping that HP reaches out to me soon and is like, hey, do you want to review another projector? Because then I'll be like, fuck yeah, I do. It's been a while, but I'm pretty sure that I could talk them into it, because there's like my one friend, he built a theater in his basement. He actually, based on my review, he bought obviously a newer model, but he bought a projector for his basement instead of going with like a flat screen TV.
Yeah.
So it's pretty good to see that our reviews, like I know my reviews personally have gone to actually help people buy stuff, cars and all that jazz.
Well, my review kept me from buying the
Pixel.
The Pixel. Because Google makes them look great in the commercials.
Well, and everyone's hyped up about it too. Like they're like, oh, you can do this with it. And I'm like, the only thing really that, in my opinion, that it's got going for it is Google Assistant.
That is one thing I do love, was the Google Assistant was awesome.
But there's, from my understanding, is there's ways to manipulate your phone to allow you to have Pixel, but you have to actually modify stuff in the phone.
Yeah, see, that's my next step, is to see if I can get Google Assistant on this.
I think with the reason why they're doing this with Google Assistant for first is to sell the Pixel, right? So once the Pixel's run its course in, like, I don't know if it's going to be in any updates of Nougat, but one of the upcoming Android releases will have it. So I don't know if it'll be in, I'm only speculating here, Oreo, because why not after KitKat?
Yeah.
That they may turn around and add it. But that's all hearsay. You never know, right?
I'm pretty sure it's going to end up on all the rest of them. But
well, it'll make sense to end up, because if not, someone's going to take like the SDK or the background software somehow and manipulate it to make a version for themselves. Like, remember back when we could have the assistant on our phone called Jarvis?
Yeah.
Like, they'll just end up turning around and doing something like that. So it's just a matter of time, but when you use, like, Allo, for instance, I use it, and they have Google Assistant in that, but that's the only, you can only use it in Allo.
See, I haven't tried that yet.
I use Allo because I can actually, when I'm using other services like WhatsApp or Hangouts, if I'm texting somebody, like, I have you and Ty that live in the States, and then I got a buddy that I actually am playing GTA with right now. He lives in Kentucky. And I text him with Allo, and it actually sends it to him like a regular text message, but it uses data, so I'm not getting charged outrageous fees for texting the States, because,
yeah,
you know, Canada's 50 goddamn years behind when it comes to cell phone plans.
Yep.
But so it's, I don't know, I like it. And it does have the Google Assistant. As for using it, like, they have incognito chat, which is kind of cool. They have a group chat now. So I think they're going to start pushing Allo a little bit more, and maybe, I don't know, push out Hangouts. I don't know. I like Hangouts. Like, this is what we use to communicate all the time. It's better than BlackBerry Messenger. It's better than, in my opinion, better than WhatsApp. But,
well, I use Hangouts for everything. I use it for my text messaging.
I could never do that. I find it got too confusing with smushing things together.
See, I like it better just because I don't have to worry about using two apps then. Because I use Hangouts, and that's it. Because it's all right there in the single app.
I think with me, it's the... I wish there was a little bit more customization to Hangouts.
Yeah.
Like, I do... I love themes. I'm... If you have an app and you can theme it, I will theme the shit out of it.
See, I don't theme mine, so...
Me.
For me, that's not an issue.
All right, let's see. But see, then they turn around and like, okay, so I just turned on texting in my Hangouts to see what it would look like. And the second I turned it on, they tells me, oh, why don't you try Google's new SMS software?
Yeah. Messaging.
So it's like, why are you now... You've now wanted everybody to use SMS on Hangouts, and now you're putting a wedge in it trying to turn around and say, hey, no, use this instead.
It's because I think they're trying to set up a separate business thing. They're going to try to make that business like a business software package type deal.
Oh, gotcha, yep.
That's my guess.
Well, speaking of phones, actually... I backed out of the developer program or beta program.
Yeah.
And got a notification today and an update for 7.1.1. Yay!
Yeah, what is it? The Pixel just updated to that.
Yeah, and I didn't think that I would get it because of the simple fact that the Pixels were getting it, and then turns around that I got the notification today. So that's... I don't think I can go back to anything but pure Google. Like, I get all the updates so fast.
Yeah.
And, like, I have my... I don't know what is the Moto running. Are you running 7.1.0 or 7.0.0?
Give me one second here. Since I have it in my hands, I will tell you. About phone. Actually, it's still running 6.0.1.
Ouch. Still on the... Crap, what? That's Marshmallow, isn't it? Oh, and I got booted out of a helicopter. Ow. One thing that I like is that they brought out for this is when I go into... About, like, there's my settings for all.
Yeah.
There's also a support tab, so I can hit support, go to chat with a support rep for Google, and they can kind of do what you can do with PC Assistant. They can take over my phone.
Yeah, and it's...
And move around and see what the issues are.
And it's a 24-hour thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the Pixel has that, too.
Yeah, that's what it was based off of, yeah. Which is kind of handy-dandy. Granted, I don't really have a whole heck of a lot of issues with my phone, but...
Yeah, I never needed to use it.
But for people that, like... There's, I guess, a lot of people that have issues out there because they uninstall and install tons of apps.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, there's apps out there that I play with that I want to try... But I'm very hesitant to install a lot of apps now ever since my phone got pretty beat up. My old one, the G4 is what I had before this one. I installed an app that pretty much like shot it in the kneecap, like put a direct arrow to the knee, and it just shit the bed.
There's nothing worse than taking an arrow to the knee.
It was brutal.
But no, my opinion is the Moto Z Play Droid is the best phone out on Verizon right now.
I think Moto is actually pulled their socks up and is doing a good job with phones lately.
Well, since Lenovo bought them, yeah.
Yeah.
And I didn't try this one out, but the Hasselblad True Zoom camera add-on, Moto Mod, takes phenomenal pictures.
So out of all of these current Moto mods, you'd still buy the projector though?
Oh yeah. If I had the extra $300 for it.
What?
Yeah, the projector itself is $300.
How much is the JBL?
80.
That's a little intense.
Yeah.
And how much is the camera?
300.
Okay, so the projector and the camera are pretty much on par.
Yeah.
I think if they turned around and made the speaker anymore, I think I'd be pissed off. Because you can get a good Bluetooth speaker for $80.
Yeah. And the JBL speaker, if you have it fully charged before you start using it, it gives you, it's got 10 hours of battery life in it, so.
Well, that's
I mean, it's got good battery life, too, so. And if you get
how one, does, the, how does the, your Moto work with your watch? Because you have the crap balls. What is it that you've got again?
I got the Gear S, too.
I thought you had the S3.
No, they don't have a Gear S3 yet. You can get the Gear or the Gear S2.
How does the S2 run with your Moto?
It works.
Because I know the Gears are kind of hesitant to not work with anything but Samsung.
Actually, no. Now they have an app that's out for all of the Android phones. So you can pair the Gear S2 with any Android phone.
Man, I had to do so much MacGyvering when I had my Z3 for it to work with the original gear that I had that's now broken in my drawer.
Yeah, they didn't want that gear to play with anything but the Samsung phones, but yeah, now they have an app that's in the App Store that download it and it'll sync right with your phone or with your watch. That's what I'm waiting on next is the Motorola smartwatch.
Smartwatch. So it's the 3?
Let me see here. Hold on.
Because they came out with smartwatches before, did they not?
The hell did I have before? I had one a long time ago.
Yeah, and it was a Moto, was it not?
It was the Moto 360 is what I have now. Or is what I want to try.
The Moto 360 is what you want to try?
Yeah. I can't remember what the old smartwatch I had was. Because it was more of like a fitness type watch.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I know.
When they first came out.
Yeah.
And unfortunately...
Was it the Moto like Smart Fit or something like that? Or?
Yeah, unfortunately, if it was something I reviewed, that one got lost on the old website.
So, would you be looking at the Moto... Obviously, version 2 for the Moto 360, right?
Yeah.
Because the version 1 would be pointless. I have, like, the Fossil Q Founder that I have right now is, I believe, pretty much the Moto 2nd Gen.
Yeah.
And honestly, I love this thing. Like, I still have, I literally, so me and the wife went to Buffalo, and I walked in to the Fossil store to see what bands they had, because up here in Canada, they did have a few bands, but nothing that really piqued my fancy. Walked into that one, walked in, stopped, asked the guy at the Moto thing at the, at the Fossil thing at the front, because the Q stand there, they have a Q specialist or whatever.
Okay.
I walk in and I'm like, hey man, where are your watch bands? Because I need to get a new one for mine. And he's like, oh, it's just right at the back there, you know, these bands fit it. And there's two people there that were looking at the, sorry, my guy just randomly decided to start running a ladder. Two guys there that were looking at them, and he's like, well, what do you have? And I'm like, well, I've got the Q Founder. You know, it's great. Problem was is the 2nd gen of my watch just came out, which has, like, a speaker built into it, and it's supposedly better, but honestly, I don't care if it's got a speaker or not. But I ended up selling them. They both ended up buying a watch. But I didn't get my watch band for free, which kind of pissed me off, like... I just made you $600 and you couldn't even give me a $30 watch band for free?
Yeah, bastards.
Prick.
Now,
but I get stopped when I'm at the store and stuff because I've got the chrome bezel and then I've got a brown leather strap on it.
Yeah. Now, see, I'm looking at Motorola's website saying the Nougat release. Oh, no. Okay, mine, they're pending partner support. So once Verizon allows it, I'll have it. I'll have Nougat. If I had just the plain Moto Z, if I had the plain Moto Z, I'd have Nougat already. But since I have the Z Force. No, I don't have the Z Force. I have the Z Play. Sorry, I clicked on the wrong one. Yeah, it's still waiting for Verizon to allow it to be released.
God, thanks, Verizon.
Yeah, thanks, Verizon.
Man, some phone companies just don't get it.
I mean, how big of a difference could there be, though, between the Moto Z and the Moto Z Play?
Isn't the Play a direct, like, don't you get Google updates right away?
No, because the Moto Z is already updated to Nougat. But the Z Play isn't.
I'm going to make a Google eyes.
Moogly googly. What the hell is Ty at, like, a little kid's school play for?
No.
It's not a school play. It's like a school chorus concert for, like, little kids.
I don't ask questions anymore.
And then he's sitting at somebody's house giving people, somebody's getting a hickey from a Dyson vacuum cleaner, it looks like. Thanks, Ty. We didn't want you on this episode
Moto
anyway.
Moto Z.
You know, it's kind of funny. We had all these things we were going to talk about. We didn't talk about any of them.
Well, it's because we got distracted by smartphones. We got distracted by technology.
Yeah.
Oh, the Z Play has a bigger battery.
Oh.
Yeah, the Z, that's what it was. Because I remember I was looking at the difference. And yeah, the Z Play's got the bigger battery in it. But everything else is pretty much the same. Let's see, if I was to get one from my local cell phone provider, Rougeers. I'm kidding, that's not how it's pronounced. I was
Rougeer.
Rougeer. See, and but with the Google Pixel, I could get a free Daydream headset.
Verizon was only offering half off of the Daydream.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, if you bought the Pixel, you got half off the Daydream. So it was $40 instead of $80.
Well, then that's an issue with Verizon, because even Google was giving that shit away for free.
Yeah.
Okay, apparently Rougeers doesn't want to cooperate, which isn't really a shocker at all. So while we're talking about this and waiting, the reason why I picked this story is we will segue to a story, and we may as well talk about the tabs that we have. I picked this one because of Ty, and he's not here. It kind of makes me not want to talk about it, but I still will. See how pretty much every fridge you get nowadays has a ice cube maker in it?
Okay.
Well, some people just don't like ice cubes. I don't know, there's weird people out there that just don't like ice cubes. So this person turned off the filler for their ice cubes or had no water going to it, and instead they put in pizza bites. So now when they push their ice cube thing, pizza bites come out.
Where the fuck did that tab come from? I don't have that one. You didn't send me that one, you bastard.
Sent you that one.
No, you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the last one? Oh, hey, look, that's the last one. I didn't click on that one.
Mm-hmm.
So that is kind of awesome.
And there's even a video at the bottom where you can watch.
Frozen.
And they, of course, put their Winnie the Pooh plate up, and then boop. It's like a 2-second-long video, but it's the little things that really make people happy. Okay, so let's say if I was to get... I can apparently get the Moto Z Play from my cell phone provider for $0.
Wow. I'm paying $4 a month for mine.
Well, they incorporate the friggin' price into the plan somehow.
Yeah.
Wow, they came out with a new cell phone plan apparently too.
Good good thing you looked.
It's called the data user plan, and it's got a 60 gig cap for $395 a month.
Holy shnikes.
Oh, God.
That's ridiculous.
Well, right now for two phones that me and the wife have, which has 7 gigs of data, which we never go over.
How many?
7.
Only 7? Holy shit. I have 24, I think.
Yeah, I'm talking about data usage on our plan.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have 24 gig plan.
It's a very odd number.
Some months we actually get close to going over.
Pretty much I'm always on Wi-Fi if I'm either here or at work.
Yeah. Well, my biggest problem's the kids.
Yeah. Thankfully, mine doesn't. He has his own S5 to play with. Yeah. So, how much is it for two phones on your plan?
Oh, I don't know. I have 4.
Why do you have 4?
There's 5 people in my family.
You don't have to give everybody a phone.
Yeah. Now that they're all teenagers.
Oh, God, they're all teenagers. Jesus.
Yep. 16, Ben will be 15 on Saturday, and Cody's 14, so. Or 13. 14. Yeah, he's 14.
Don't let Jen hear that one.
Nah.
Ooh. Wow. That's just crazy.
Well, now that I'm 38, I'm starting to lose my mind, and I can't remember things, so. That's what I'll blame.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it has nothing to do with age. I'm pretty sure it's just you.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to blame it on now.
Oh, okay.
That or one too many times shoveling my driveway on my hoverboard and falling off.
You know, it's efficient because it gets it done quick. The problem is if you hit one section of the driveway that's slightly raised, you're screwed.
Or if one tire hits ice and the other doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of genius, though.
I kind of feel like they live in Canada.
Minnesota.
Minnesota?
Yeah.
Minnesota. That's pretty much
I mean, that's
like,
close enough.
Yeah, that's pretty much Canada and America.
Especially depending on what part of Minnesota they're in. They might be above the lowest part of Canada, so.
Yep. Which is kind of funny that that we insert into you a little bit. Yeah.
Just the tip.
Just the tip. But it is pretty genius that the kid did it, but I wonder how much time until he gets hurt.
Yeah, I'm going to say he breaks his leg this year.
Because I've seen those tires, and they do not have a whole heck of a lot of tread.
No. And it probably doesn't work good if it's a heavy snow either, trying to push, but...
Yeah, that looked like light powder. Oh, yeah.
It's still a genius idea, though.
See, with me, I just start up my brand new Cub Cadet snowblower and make the snow go away. I love that thing. It literally, you remember last year me complaining that it took me 2 hours and more to do my driveway?
Yeah.
It takes me 30 minutes now.
Nice. You know what else is a genius idea?
If you take two of the best foods ever and put them together?
Yes.
What foods would those be, Ben?
A bacon cheeseburger and pizza.
Oh, God, I have a really sad obsession with pizza. I fucking love pizza.
I just love bacon.
That's true as well. And see, it's like Boston Pizza tried this up here with their pizza burger. But I feel this beats it.
It does look so good.
So there is a YouTuber by the name of, it's called JP Cooks, and he cooks weird stuff all the time. So literally what he did is he took a burger and a pizza, put them together, and made this delicious, oh my God, delicious thing.
It's like the pizza and the burger had sex and made awesomeness.
I made a delicious baby.
Get in my belly.
Yeah, this guy apparently, by the looks of it, is Canadian. Unless you guys, wait, do you guys have Frenches in the States? Oh, yeah, Oscar Mayer. Never mind, he's American.
Because Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
You are a sad gentleman.
I'm very, very sad.
Is it because you're watching this video and touching yourself now?
No, I'm sad because Uber's getting rid of me for a self-driving car.
Well, if you stopped running red lights.
I know.
See, I don't want to say against Uber, but I'm not a fan of the Uber.
That's because you've never had an Uber driver like me.
Well, to be fair, you do get them there a lot quicker.
I do. And because I'm a nice person, I offer all my Uber guests free Wi-Fi as well as the ability to charge their phones while they're in my vehicle.
Wait, do you actually drive for Uber?
Yeah, I do.
Oh.
I thought somehow
this was going to be made into a... Holy shit. Made into a joke for driving an ambulance.
No, I actually... Oh, I haven't driven an ambulance in over a year and a half.
I know, that's why I was confused there for a second.
Yeah, no, I haven't driven an ambulance in over a year and a half. And I never will again.
Just sit behind a desk and talk, eh?
I'll stick to my 911, where's your emergency?
With a certain somebody listening to you? I'm not saying a name.
What do you mean?
Well, the person that likes to listen to your 911 dispatching all the time.
Oh, well. They can listen away, I don't care. I haven't heard from him in a long time.
How long have you been driving Uber for?
Like 6 months.
And how's it doing?
I haven't driven in a couple months.
How come?
I drove for like a month and then just haven't had time.
Oh. In that month, did you make any money that was worth it?
Well, you know what? It all depends on where you pick them up from. Because, like, if I pick them up from the Pittsburgh airport, it's so much more money than just doing the little here-to-there trips. Because of surge pricing and crap.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you pick somebody up from the airport, you're making, like, 20-plus bucks a trip. But if you pick somebody up from the bar back to their hotel or something, it's, like, $5 a trip. Now, granted, those trips are, like, a mile at the most, usually, but...
See, I actually looked into becoming an Uber driver to make money on the side.
Yeah.
I can't because of my car.
Why?
Because my car's 10 years old.
Oh.
And I sure as hell am not using the new car for Uber. I do not, as fancy as it would be, I'm not letting people touch my new car.
Well, Uber will sell you a car.
Yeah, no, I don't want to... No, I'm not doing a payment thing for another car. We're paying for the new one, because I paid off mine, and now we're paying for the new one.
I didn't even look to see how that Uber car thing works, but...
So do you just do it in the Trailblazer?
Yeah.
What year is it, though?
08.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's the same age as the 300.
Yeah, I still got 2 years yet on that before they'll say, nope, you can't drive it anymore.
Yeah, I told you guys about the new car that we bought, right?
No.
In, I want to say October.
Do you mean aside from the 300?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We just have the Ford 500, and then we bought the Chrysler 300.
Don't buy the Chrysler 200. They suck.
Oh my God, I know.
I had one for a rental when my Trailblazer got wrecked and totaled.
Oh man, those things were brutal. I had one to review on the site that no longer exists before I dropped Dodge, and yeah, it was a horrible car. And then they decided, oh, we're gonna come up with the Avenger. That was also a horrible car.
Was it?
It was essentially a Dodge version of the 200.
Oh.
It literally had the same everything, like same same engine, same drivetrain, same everything, except for the body was different, and it had a different name on it. And then they're like, okay, well, the Dodge Avenger didn't do anything, so let's come out with the Dodge Dart. Because everyone loves the Charger and the Challenger. Well, the Dart sucks dick, too.
Dodge Dart, a.k.a. Dodge Neon.
Exactly. And I would take a Neon over the Dodge Dart. I just think some car companies just need to just stop. Although, I do have to say, if anybody from Ford is listening, can you please bring back the Bronco?
They are.
No, there were so many leaked drawings that I don't believe any of those. Until I get an official press release from Ford, I believe nothing. Because there was those drawings that somebody made up that came out, I don't even know how long ago, but they've been floating around and everyone's like, oh, this is going to be the new concept, this is concept, this is concept. I'm like, no, this is designed by this guy. You can see a signature at the bottom. Stop playing with my heart. Because I was talking to Tiff about it, and I'm like, yeah, so if the Ford Bronco comes out, she's like, we're getting it. I'm like, okay, I didn't have to ask, thank you.
That made it easy.
I am excited to see what their redesign for the Ranger is going to be. I think it's going to look like a tiny F-150.
Probably.
I drove the Canyon Diesel.
I was going to say, I guess they decided they lost enough people to Chevy with the Canyon that they're going to bring a smaller truck back out.
Yeah, well, see, it makes sense because, sure, the big trucks are fuel efficient because of EcoBoost and all that, but people want the little trucks because they want to be able to just drive to, IKEA or whatever, and just pick up what they got to do and not worry about piloting a big truck through the town because they're a bunch of pussies.
Yeah.
Me, I'd rather just drive the F-150 and be happy with it just because I love the F-150.
Now,
but,
so I'm on here trying to find you a Ford thing saying they're bringing the Bronco out, and all I can find are like 2020FordBronco.com, 4CarTrends.com, like,
You're trying to make me happy. You're proving me wrong. I don't know which one's which.
NewFordBronco.com, and I can't find one site that sounds reliable.
Well, see, I'm supposed to get press releases from Ford. I get some of them. But it's, when I was at an event 2 years ago, they talked about how they were working on the Ranger. But I don't know if that's going to ever come to fruition. I don't know if it's ever going to be designed. I don't know if it's ever going to come out. The new GT40 that came out is absolutely beautiful.
Yes, yes it is. And if you get a chance to drive one, I will be very, very jealous.
Well, I've asked to be a part of a track day next summer with one, but who knows?
That would be awesome.
I say if they do get the approval letter, then you should... Oh, never mind, you don't have a passport.
No, I do not. Not yet. Someday I will.
God. I'm currently being shot at with explosive rounds, and I can't get up.
That's an explosive revelation.
God damn it. Sorry, we got really off track from the Uber. But yeah, so there's a video, a dash cam footage, of a self-driving SUV in San Francisco just running a red light. Doesn't even touch it. Like, touch the brakes. Doesn't have it. There's no sensing. I think self-driving cars is just a bad choice.
Well, Uber's blaming the guy that was behind the wheel of the self-driving car. And he has since been suspended from driving for Uber, pending investigation.
But what's the point of having a self-driving car if you have somebody behind the wheel?
Because nobody will let the self-driving car self-drive itself.
Then don't have the self-driving car, because if it can't drive itself, then there's no point in having the self-driving car that can't drive itself.
I say just let it go on its own, but For some reason, the government won't let it.
Well, it's like the other way. Just remove the warning labels and let the problem sort out.
That's true. That would make Darwin happy.
God damn it. That's so stupid. I just think, instead of worrying about making self-driving goddamn cars that still need to have somebody behind the wheel paying attention, focus on shit that matters.
I want a self-driving car.
I don't.
I do.
Yeah, let's give AI and robots more power. That's smart.
Yeah, I want a self-driving car.
That's just because you're fucking lazy.
Yeah. That's so. You know how many reviews and press releases I could post if I had a self-driving car?
But you'd apparently still have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Well, hopefully once these trials get done, the government will be like, oh yeah, I guess self-driving cars do work. We don't need people behind the wheel anymore.
Self-driving cars will never work. I will make sure of it.
And on that note, I think we will end the podcast here. We're up to about an hour now.
That's because we just went on our little rants.
Yeah, we had all kinds of rants this episode.
But I didn't swear as much as I thought I would.
No, you didn't really swear at all. I'm impressed. It's probably because your kid's still awake. You didn't want him to hear it through the floor.
Well, no, that, and I'm actually trying to reduce the swearing in the podcast to make it a little bit more tolerable so people will listen longer, yada, yada, yada. We might get sponsored.
Oh, see, we'd actually have to have weekly recording.
Well, that is what I want to bring to...
Instead of bi-monthly recording.
I want to start doing that, even if it's quick ones compared to lengthy ones. I know we did get a little bit... psycho here and ran for an hour, but I want there to be more. So hopefully we'll have another one after Christmas.
Well, hell, we still got another week before Christmas yet. We could do one more before Christmas.
This is true. And then we can talk about all of the shit that came out in that week that are trying to push for people to buy in Christmas time.
For your last minute Christmas presents.
All people care about is apparently making money. Sorry, I'm really jaded, and I hate Christmas, but...
My favorite winter holiday next to my birthday.
My favorite winter holiday is playing with my snowblower.
I'm glad you said snowblower. I wasn't sure where you were going to go with that.
Playing with my other thing is my favorite holiday every time, every day of the year.
Every day that ends in Y.
Yep. That's why I always get into sticky situations. Yeah, we should definitely end the podcast.
Yeah. Join us again next week-ish for the next episode of the Cerebral Overload Podcast.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.